Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Rachel, I just talked to a woman from your company who was talking so fast that I didn't understand everything she said. And she had mentioned something about a gift card. I don't want anything else from your company because I did not authorize or see the fine print about me calling to I had to find out from my bank account that you guys charged me this $64.99 for a subscription I didn't authorize. My the fraud division of my bank has been notified. The Alameda County District Attorney's Office has been notified, and the Better Business Bureau has been notified. These companies like yours do this to people. And I just want to cancel this. If anything needs to be canceled, my bank has already put a stop payment. You guys can't charge me for anything else, and I want my money back.
Okay, sir. So that I can further assist, if I can please have your zip code and first and last name, please.
Zip code 94605.
Okay. Thank you for that, sir. And if I could also please have your first and last name.
First name Michael, last name Fleury, F-L-E-U-R-Y.
All right, thank you. And for security purposes, if you could also verify your address.
75. I sent my probably my shipping address, but my address is 7540 MacArthur Boulevard, Suite 203. But the address, Oakland, California, I probably gave you for shipping was 7532 MacArthur Boulevard, Oakland, California, 94605.
Okay, thank you, sir. And if you'd also verify your email.
AndrewMichael7@gmail.com.
All right, thank you. And your phone number?
510-303-3067.
All right, thank you so much. And I've gotten an account located showing your first and last name, and it is showing your shipping address. Pardon me. Also, it is showing your email and your phone number. And let's see. I believe this was... All right, so you were transferred over about a canceled account for the gadget offer for the Fit Tracker.
And you can have it back. I don't really want it. You know, I don't even want... I don't have anything to do with none of this. I'll send it back.
No, you don't have to worry with it. It's not accepted back as a return. It starts out as a trial offer. So if you completed a survey on the 31st of March or responded to an email or pop-up of something of that sort by paying the $6.95, it was a free product for that trial period, which was probably about 4 or 5 days. Once the trial ends, you do enroll into a discount shopping membership is what it's called. We don't manually send any information to the email, but the customer does, I believe per the system there, get sent information regarding a discount coupon or a discount card. It's automatic enrollment into the membership. So it does show the $64.99 that was billed on April the 5th.
7th. Well, it shows on my online banking on April 7th.
Okay, that's when it posted.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, this is a canceled subscription with no future billing with it. That was closed out. Now, you said that you had already informed your bank.
Right.
Okay, so that you contested what was billed for the $64.99?
Yes.
Okay, if you've contested the charge, then it is required that we actually speak with your fraud department. Because if you've contested that, that means dispute, and they would have to confirm the dispute's dropped in order for us to refund it.
Well, the banks said once I talk to you all to call them back to find out what the conversation was about. So I'll inform the bank. So, and I'll tell them they have to, you know, they'll know what to do.
Yes, sir. It's best for them to, it's best to drop the dispute, even though you are feeling maybe a little negatively about it. As far as, I don't speak with every customer, but customers do say that information sent to the email. But I know that probably information was in the terms and conditions. But however it was offered there, your bank will base the investigation off terms and conditions. You would stand to lose any credit that they would provide. It is best to have them to contact us outside of the dispute. It would cut the time, and also you would get your money back faster, and you wouldn't face losing the credit that they could initially provide. But they would just need to call us and have you added on the phone call. If you're willing to drop the dispute, we can go ahead and get you refunded for the $64.99.
What do you mean, drop the dispute when I get on the phone call, or drop the dispute now?
Well, if you're willing to drop it now, that's fine. But since it's a legal action and the bank was involved, they would have to call us. And they would also have to have your permission to drop whatever's been initiated. They won't do that without your consent, and it would have to be done on the recorded line.
Okay, well, I'll call the bank and let them know what you said, and we'll just have to follow through with that.
Yes, correct? Sir, we're 24/7 call center, so any, pardon me, any time of day is good for us. Usually mid-mornings, or the calls are pretty busy, like toward lunchtime, but in the evening and early in the mornings are good, but it's someone that's always available here.
24 hours. Okay.
Yes, sir. 24 hours a day.
So should we request a fraud division or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your fraud or dispute department, whoever you initially spoke with there.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you, your participation in because I had another company do this to me, and they were very, very hostile, and they would only, they told me they're going to keep, they would only refund me 40% of my money, and they were going to keep the rest of it. I said, you're stealing from me. How are you going to do that? So anyway, the bank was on it. You know, it's just a game that these companies do run. But I am not, I get these things daily. I'm just going to erase them. I'm not even going to read them, because I get stuff from people I have nothing to do with, no companies I don't even affiliate with. So I've learned my lesson. So as soon as I get them, I'm just deleting them from my email. I'm getting them daily now, 2 and 3 times a day. So I appreciate it, and I'll follow through with the bank.
All right, sir. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, you've been quite helpful. Thank you so much.
All right, you're welcome, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. You please have a good afternoon.